Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. and again, thank you guys for being here. I know I've missed the show the last few days, but I'm here today. Hopefully, I'll be with you the rest of the week, and we'll have you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. You can call in and listen live to the show, and if you'd like to have a comment or an opinion, just press the number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the air, okay? And we can talk. All right. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And I missed you guys the last couple of days. Right now, the 65 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 86. Okay, high today of 86, low tonight 62. Tomorrow we have a bit of thunderstorms, high 71, low 50. Friday, rain, high 55, low 47. Saturday, we have partly cloudy, high 71. And then Sunday, sunny, high 72. Okay, so we're looking at nice weather over today, and then tomorrow we'll have some thunderstorms, all right? And then Friday, we have the same thing as rain on Friday. Friday, the high is only going to be 55 on Friday. So you guys remember that, okay? High 55 on Friday. All right, and let's see. Today's word of the day is refurbish. Refurbish, R-E-F-U-R-B-I-S-H. Refurbish is a verb, and it means to brighten or freshen up, or something like renovate or refurbish. Okay, and refurbish is a great word, and you guys can grab that and put that in your vocabulary. Now today is Contest Wednesday, and if you guys have been listening to the show on a daily basis, you know that today is our contest day, and you guys are able to win a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband if you have the word of the day. And I'm trying to find it here. Today's word, of course, is refurbish. Now, what I'm asking for is you guys to know the word of the day from last Thursday. From last Thursday, what was the word of the day? Okay, so if you know the word of the day from last Thursday, call me. You have until the end of the show to call in, give me that word, and you guys will win a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. Okay, so the deal is to, on each day that you listen to the show, to write down the word of the day. And then on Wednesday, every Wednesday, I will ask you for a word of the day from the past week. And if you can give me that word of the day, then you'll win a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. Now, I got plenty of t-shirts that I'm giving out. So if you guys, I'll be doing this until my supplies are gone. Right. And I'm thinking about I am going to order some more T-shirts here soon. And so we may continue with that. It's not very hard to do, to win a T-shirt. I had a few people to win T-shirts and armbands. Not hard to do. Just have to listen to the show every day and get that word, write it down. And then, like I said, on the following Wednesday, I will ask for a word of the day. And if you have it, call in, give me that word, and you'll get a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. Okay? So, And you guys have until the end of the show to give me that word from last Thursday. All right? So here we go. Let's see what else. Excuse me, guys. Excuse me. And so anyway, give me 1 second, guys, and I'll be right back.
Are you ready?
Hey, sorry about that, guys. I had a little coughing attack there and didn't want to cough in your ears the whole time. Anyway, today's show is entitled Sexual Harassment. Sexual harassment is not just done to women. A lot of men are sexually harassed. Wow. I don't know where my... where this come from, but so a lot of men are sexually harassed just as women are. Okay. A lot of people think about sexual harassment and thinks that it's just women who get sexually harassed, but that's not true. Men are sexually harassed as well. Now, if you, let's say, and most of the time when you think about sexual harassment, it's at work. If you're sexually harassed at work, okay, you need to report it, of course. But a lot of people, a lot of these cases go unreported. Well, what the deal is that if you're sexually harassed at work and you report that sexual harassment, it needs to be documented somehow. Okay, it needs to be documented. There was a young lady I was listening to, and she said that she was being presently sexually harassed at work. And they asked her, how was she sexually harassed? How is she being sexually harassed? And she said she was being sexually harassed by her superior, her supervisor. And it's a woman. It's not a man sexually harassing a woman. It's a woman sexually harassing another woman. So all the women on listening to the show, think about that as well. Think about, you know, it's not just something that men say or do to you. It's something that women also might say or do to you. And that was interesting to me because I'm thinking that when I think about sexual harassment, I think about women. I think about women being sexually harassed, and I that's the way I've always thought about it. I never really thought about men being sexually harassed, but men can be sexually harassed as well. But back to the story of the young lady who was sexually harassed by her female supervisor. They work for a hospital. They all wear these scrubs every day. And she said that her supervisor daily come to her and puts her hand on her butt on a daily basis. Comes to her and put her hand on her butt. But she said that what she does is she does it when no one else is around. So what she's been doing to capture this, her sexual harassment, is she's got some kind of recorder that she's been keeping with her, and she's recording their conversation, and she's thinking about, and she's writing it down as far as when she touched her, where they were, and how she touched her. And then she's going to take that information to her human resources person. Now, that's the right thing to do, because she says she's already told her that she doesn't she doesn't do that. She doesn't appreciate her touching her. And, you know, if she does it again, she's going to go to someone who can help her. Okay? So, ladies, when you're being sexually harassed or you think you're being sexually harassed, you have to say something to that person. You have to let that person know that, hey, this isn't cool. You can't just say these things to me. You can't just touch me like that. And you know, sexual harassment has a fine line. Okay? My sister-in-law is a HR consultant. And she says that, you know, this sexual harassment, it has a very fine line in there. She said a lot of times women and men have sexual harassment complaints that they bring to the company, but they aren't warranted because it's, you know, it's not sexual harassment, so to speak. Okay? And what I thought about is that, you know, sometimes men are sexually harassed by women. You know, you got some good-looking guys walking around. You got some good-looking guys that you ladies may work with. And this one lady, she got in trouble for sexual harassment because she put her hand on the chest of another coworker and told him that he was a sight for sore eyes. Put her hand on his chest. That was the first problem. And then she told him that he was a sight for sore eyes. Now, here's what I'm saying. And personally, I don't think that was sexual harassment. Personally, that's just me. Right? I'm not an expert or whatever. That's just me thinking that. Okay? And I don't know if you guys hear my phone beeping, but there are people just constantly sending me messages now who I guess they can't get on the show. But, I got 50 lines here. And all 50 lines are slam full. So you guys are going to have to listen in live online on my show page or whatever to listen to the show. So anyway, where was I? I don't think that was sexual harassment, okay? But this the deal. If you know, she could be a ugly woman, and she may have already, which this is what I'm thinking, she probably already have been harassing this dude before. And he's probably already told her, hey, I'm married or I'm with someone and, you know, you're not my type. You know, leave me alone. Let that go. I'm not interested in you. That's what needs to happen on that first encounter. If a lady or a man, you know, comes on to you and you let them know that you're not interested, don't do it. Don't do it again. I mean, it's a fine line there. It's, you know, people cross these lines a lot of times. And you have to put them in their place because they'll push you to the edge. So you have to let them know, hey, man, you invade my personal space. Or, hey, young lady, you invade my personal space. I'm not interested in you. Please don't do that again. Right? So you've told her or you told him and you think that was it, right? But a lot of people don't take that for an answer, right? They don't take no for an answer. It's just like a young lady that you're trying to, that you may have out on a date and you try to kiss her or touch her or whatever. And, you know, she doesn't want your advances, and she told you no, but you continue to do it. Okay? That's the same thing here. She already told you no, but you continue to do it. So when she put her hand on his chest and told him he was a sight for sore eyes. Now, I don't know if she was rubbing his chest, you know, if maybe she touched, I don't know. Maybe she touched his nipples or something. You know, I don't know. But she rubbed his chest and, you know, told him he was a sight for sore eyes. And he went to human resources and filed a complaint against her for sexual harassment. Now, as far as the other side of the coin, okay, the other side of the coin, myself, I mean, let's be honest. Women see men every day. And women see good-looking men every day. And the same thing for men. Men see women every day. Men see good-looking women every day. And some men, and they may be married. I'm not going to put that past married men. But single men, you know, they're after these women. And they'll make advances at these women at work, which is bad. If anything, you should try to do this outside of work. Okay? Once you get outside of work, then, hey, the gloves are off or whatever, so to speak, and you can say whatever you want. But at work, it's taboo because you're going to get fired for that. Because companies can be in serious, serious hot water if they don't do anything about sexual harassment. Okay? You wouldn't believe some of the things that I've heard about sexual harassment as far as, you know, I told a guy that I didn't appreciate him saying the things that he say to me. And he continued to say them, you know, and then I told my husband, and then my husband showed up at the job. Now, when my husband showed up at the job, now they having words at the job. And they cause a scene at the job. Now, they both lost their jobs. The man and the woman lost their jobs because the company has a zero tolerance for sexual harassment. So I'm telling you guys and ladies, don't do that at work. I know a lot of times, you know, the workplace, you know, relationships go on. And some of them are good. Some of them are not good. Some of them turn into something ugly. Some of them don't. But I would recommend to you is not to try that. If, you know, if anything, you can ask her for a phone number. If she doesn't give you her phone number, back off. Okay? It's not happening. But if she gives you her phone number, then, hey, outside of work, I call her and talk to her and try to get a date with her. Right? But don't force yourself on anyone, guys. Don't force yourself on anyone, ladies. Especially if they say no. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, sexual harassment is serious business. And, you know, some people take it too far. Some men, I've heard, have gone as far as writing letters to the women. And saying just foul and rude things to them and saying what they're going to do to them and all this stuff. Now, when you do stuff like that, you know, I'd run away from you, too. I'd run away from you, too, because something's wrong with someone who writes a letter why would you know, you're putting it on paper, you're giving it to them, you're putting it in their hands. Now, they have possession of this letter that you've written, and it has all these sexual connotations in it, things that you're going to do to her and all this stuff, and you don't think you're going to lose your job behind that? Come on, man. Come on, ladies. Try to think. And take it from me. Take it from me. You know, I've been sexually harassed before, but I've never taken it to someone. You know, as far as getting someone in trouble, having an investigation. I've never done that. But I have been sexually harassed at work before. Long time ago. And today, all relationships that I have at work with ladies are, you know, strictly on the speaking terms and friends at work. That's it. You know, you can't get into things at work. Now, outside of work, like I said, if you're interested in her, she's interested in you or whatever, then hey, whatever. Everybody's, you know, free citizens there. But inside those walls at work, you can't. You cannot. You cannot do that. Okay? So guys, don't even try it. Hey guys, that's all the time I have today. Thank you for tuning in. I have a great show. I have a great, great show for you tomorrow. We're going at 10 o'clock a.m. I know I pushed the time back about a half hour, but I got a different schedule now. We're going at 10 o'clock every morning, and I will be here tomorrow. I will be here on Friday. And again, I have a great show set for you guys tomorrow. Okay? So take care of yourselves. Hey, guys, be good. Have a great day. And I'll catch you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you.
Yeah. I'll take them back. 91, not 7.